Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, we're doing something a little different here today in the terms of we usually look at what's going on in your life and see what we can do about it. And we sort of broaden the perspective a little bit today because we covered a news story yesterday that said it turns out to be the tip of an iceberg that Kansas is considering legislation that says that welfare recipients can't go to movies or go swimming. They can't go to swimming pools. And Missouri is talking about not allowing welfare recipients to buy steak or seafood. And it turns out Maine sounds, it's a little different. Maine has just got a different system that people think may be more prone to abuse than others, in that they, instead of sending out food stamps, they basically send out essentially, I guess, a debit card. And the people are hitting ATMs and using the debit card to buy, to get cash, and then buying alcohol and cigarettes. And I'm saying, folks, you know, what is our goal here? And I think that that's really what we're talking about, of that clearly, I think, I don't know that anybody, well, maybe I should ask the question, is saying we shouldn't help people who need help. I don't think anybody's saying that. Hopefully not. But the question is, how do we help them in a way that is, you know, that's the old proverb of if somebody's hungry and you feed them, then you've taken care of their hunger for today. If you teach them to fish, then they can take care of themselves. And I think our welfare system historically has fed them, not taught them to fish. And there's certainly, I mean, somebody learning to fish when they're hungry is not really very viable. But is there a middle ground where you can both take care of somebody's immediate need, but also give them some future orientation so they can take care of themselves? And so far, I mean, there's some states that have been better at it than others. In some systems, the job fair as opposed to welfare. And I'm not sure that there's, you folks are going to know about, more about this on a state-by-state level or city-by-city level of successes that I'm going to know, because unfortunately the news tends to be things that go wrong, not things that go right. But I think at least we're having, hopefully, a well-intentioned discussion about how do we do it? How do we both take care of people on a moral basis, but not feel ripped off and not feel that somehow that we're not made fools of, that our good intentions are not being exploited. Okay, let's go back to Facebook.
We'll continue on with Connie, and she says, I am on SSI, that being Social Security income,
right?
And I think that these moves just penalize people for their deep problems. There should be more cash and no limits. This country spent $1 trillion destroying Iraq. People should be treated with dignity and not the cruelty that this country dumps on them. No restrictions, only help and compassion. This country is just growing more resentful, disgusting, and terrible each day. To add, being sick and down on your luck is hard enough. Dealing with this attack by people that are clueless doesn't make it any easier.
That's a good point. And it's kind of my point is, are we sort of punishing people for being poor? Are we shaming them for needing help? And is that antithetical to the whole concept of being generous or being charitable? And as you've heard me say countless times, charity always feels better to the donor than the recipient. Being the recipient of charity never feels very good, because it's a statement that says, I need. And that's not the best of human nature. It does not bring out the best of us. Would you read that whole thing again?
Sure. I am on SSI, and I think that these moves just penalize people for their deep problems. There should be more cash and no limits. This country spent $1 trillion destroying Iraq. People should be treated with dignity and not the cruelty that this country dumps on them. No restrictions, only help and compassion. This country is just growing more resentful, disgusting, and terrible each day. To add, being sick and down on your luck is hard enough. Dealing with this attack by people that are clueless doesn't make it any easier.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me if we can spend a lot of money killing people, maybe we can be a little less. You know, nobody really questions those amounts of money very much, do they? I mean, there's sort of rumblings about Halliburton and Cheney and things of that sort, but nobody really says. I mean, it's almost like we expect the Pentagon to be ripped off. We expect there to be sort of military cheating going on, and we accept it, and we don't really, I mean, we tusk about it, but we really don't do very much about it. Yet we're talking about billions and trillions of dollars, as opposed to $500 a month for a family of four. Okay, let's keep going.
Next up is Tony, and she says, I'm tired of my taxes going up so others can have free anything. I work my ass off every day to have what I want, so should everyone else. Get off your ass and get a job, any job.
Well, but I mean, we know that up until recently, there have not been a lot of jobs that are available. And you don't even have to talk to somebody in welfare. All you have to do is talk to your kid who just got out of college. And presumably, unfortunately, they're applying for the same jobs. That, you know, that we're a post-industrial society, and we really haven't come to grips with that very much. That we haven't really converted over to a country that makes stuff to one that uses ideas. Or I mean, I don't even know how we define post-industrial to a certain extent. But we haven't really made that transition. And if you've talked to somebody who's been out of work for a while, they're not sort of sitting home sort of clipping coupons. That's not an easy thing to say with your mouth full of teeth. I think that we need to look at what the situation really is, as opposed to sort of what we sort of look at our prejudices a little bit, look look at the bigger picture and say, you know, what is it that we're trying to accomplish here? Okay, keep going.
We go to Kiana next, and she says, people are much more angry about this than about corporate bailout money being given to CEOs as huge bonuses. I think that's odd. If you think that's true, do you think it's because the average person feels more powerful than a person on welfare, or because at least the CEO has a job?
Well, it's a good point, isn't it? How come that we don't sort of, I mean, the Occupy Wall Street movement was viewed as kind of, well, I mean, it was viewed with a certain amount of glee, a certain amount of, all sorts of different motions and emotions. But the point is that we didn't really get particularly angry at corporate. I mean, we can, and maybe it's because we feel powerless. Maybe we feel it's easier.
It was like it was talked about, but it wasn't. There wasn't like
nothing happened.
Yeah, and there wasn't this like overwhelming outrage.
Yeah, nobody was, I mean, except the Occupy, and I, you know, my office next door to it. And there was, I mean, part of it was that it became, they had such a legitimate point, and they let it get just diffused, which was, so, you know, to try and include everybody, that they included nobody after a while. And it was really a bit irritating, speaking of irritating, to go into Starbucks and have all these kids with their iPads that I felt like I couldn't afford. And using their parents, you know, credit card, American Express gold card or something. Sort of, but having said that, the point is that their message was still legitimate. That here are people making a huge amount of money, that some of it's legal, a lot of it's not, and how come we're worrying about that? Because if you're talking about return on your bucks for your outrage, you're focusing on the wrong people. And even when you're talking about welfare, it's not the recipients, it's the providers who are the major drain on the system. All right, so 855-99-37569. I guess it's something we'll keep up for a little while longer. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
One of the things Manny and I are noticing about y'all's response is two things. First of all, that you are not taking each other on, which I really appreciate. And also that it's almost evenly split. I mean, I'm not sure that if we had to say what the conclusion was, that there is a... I mean, there's certainly some sentiments that are consistent, which is, I work hard for my money. Got it. The notion of do we want to punish people? Is what message are we really sending? The idea that there are probably better places to look in terms of trying to wipe out fraud or spending that is not consistent with our goals as a democracy than welfare recipients. Not necessarily welfare providers, but welfare recipients. That there should probably be some, except I was going to say some system of at least accountability, but I'm not even sure that would be a consistent thread. That there seems to be some of that, but the other is, look, if there's no accountability on Wall Street when you're talking about billions, if there's no accountability in the Pentagon when you're talking about trillions, why are we talking about people who are making $500 a month? I mean, what isn't there some? And the other sort of underlying notion, I mean, not make it any stronger than that, that maybe we're picking on people who are or defenseless as opposed to taking on the Pentagon or taking on the master of the universe on Wall Street, that these are guys who have lots of clout and lots of lawyers and big weapons. So maybe we're a little more ginger about saying, hey, you guys are cheating us. And, man, it's our same tax dollars, folks. You know, we're the ones who are supporting the $1 trillion. We're the ones who are bailing out corporations. We're the ones on some level who are paying those bonuses. Don't kid yourself. So what portion of our tax dollar that admittedly all of us work hard for is going to the guy who's decided he doesn't want to work, that he'd like to be on the dole? And he's such a small percentage. Okay, so let's see what else we got here.
Chris is next, and Chris says, the swimming pools thing makes no sense to me. I grew up poor, not welfare poor, but poor enough. And in the summer, we went to the pool every day. We didn't have air conditioning, so it was a way to cool off. It was fun. It got us exercise. Our pool also happened to be next to a library, which meant more free but healthy activities. If we couldn't even afford to swim, then we probably would have been off elsewhere causing trouble. Dollar theaters served a similar purpose. Those are rare these days, but during the summer, many theaters run old movies at steep discounts to draw in kids during the week. Eliminating these type of sources of entertainment is not going to benefit anyone in the state.
That's a good point. I mean, if we're keeping people off the streets, out of the pool halls, is this really a problem?
Francis says, terrible idea. Why make children of welfare recipients suffer because they are poor? Movies, swimming, normal things for kids to be doing in the summer instead of robbing the candy store out of boredom or frustration.
Can we not make, you had me until robbing the candy store. Assuming, well, I could either go to the movie or rob the candy store. Let me get back to you on that. Does the candy store have popcorn or not? No, I mean, I hear you saying, I don't think we need to necessarily go directly from, if I'm not in the movie theater, then I'm going to be robbing a candy store. But you had me until the robbery part, so there we go.
Kathy says, too bad that some ruin it for others, but I'm tired of poor people being treated as criminals. Just because, quote, it's our dime, end quote, I think we should not become a country more worried about our dime than our neighbors.
Well, there is that sort of notion of compassion that kind of underlies a lot of concerns here. And again, if we're really looking to sort of say, it's not fair that I support people who don't deserve it, they're better targets than welfare recipients. And we've already mentioned two of them, the Pentagon and bailout companies that got bailout money that didn't pay it back, and Wall Street tycoons. And I mean, there are lots of them. There are housing contractors that cut corners. There are, you know, medical facilities that are fraudulent in their claims or are negligent in their care. I mean, if we're really going to take on people and we really want to see some change in our tax dollar, then take on the big guys, not the little guys.
Karen says, making people's lives fun while living on other people's hard-earned money just destroys their motivation to get out and get a job. Many of us are very tired of the moochers.
Well, all right, keep going.
Eva says, how would they even police this? Only way is if they use a debit card to buy tickets. As for the food limits, fish is an important food item for healthy eating. Steak can be cheap cuts too. I do agree on the junk food, pop, etc. Type of foods.
Well, it's interesting that no one's really actually said that I know about. And that was where Bloomberg was, we were mentioning earlier, we were talking about government restrictions, as Bloomberg was saying, okay, you can't sell big, over 16 ounces of sugary drinks because it contributes to obesity. Obesity contributes to all sorts of societal issues and that we have to take, and medical costs, so it's costing us. It's costing us on a whole bunch of levels, so you can't do it anymore. And people just went crazy of saying, because, right, that's our soda. But we're willing to put exactly the same restrictions on people who are poor.
Val says, not unless everyone has to account for all of their spending. If a person has a department store or a restaurant and I shop or eat there, they are using my money in their life. Yes, I got something in return. So do people who say their money goes to people who receive welfare. They get kids who are more likely to go to school having eaten something, to have shoes on their feet and clothes on. Those children are more likely to be successful than children in India who do not have any assistance, eat from garbage cans, and live without essentials. Those children in the U.S. whose parents receive assistance in their welfare for what used to be an average of 2 years are more likely to grow up, have jobs, pay taxes, and those taxes are used for the benefit of everyone who lives in this country. Just because the return is longer in coming makes it no less valuable, and even more so, in my opinion.
Well, that's an interesting perspective, isn't it? Instead of looking at this from a moral stance, look at it from an economic stance, that an investment in making sure kids have a full belly, which is that was the original point of the Head Start program, was not only that kids from disadvantaged situations would have literally a head start in school, but basically what it gave them is breakfast. So that they could sort of, it's very hard to concentrate. If you've ever put yourself on a diet, right, it's very hard to concentrate. You get a headache, you can't really focus as much, your thinking slows down. We're talking about kids, the very youngest kids, the most vulnerable kids, feeling that way every day. You want to talk about cheats, look at the school lunch program, folks. 855-99-DR-JOY, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, somebody just sent me this on LinkedIn, but it seems completely appropriate to our discussion today. It says, recently, if you disagree with someone, they are somehow unworthy of doing business. This is America. Let's all speak out, shake hands over our differences, and smile over communalities. Your differing opinion is precious.
Nice.
Well said.
Yeah.
There you go.
Very good.
All right. What else we got here?
Becky says, I thought any government funding to help poor people is to go for their basic needs. Even people not on assistance programs should pay bills and take care of things such as rent, food, etc. before any entertainment. There have been times we've had to cut back on things, and entertainment and new clothes and eating out were the first to stop.
Well, you're making the assumption that people haven't already taken care of those kinds of issues. So, you know, I don't know exactly how to respond to that. It doesn't seem to me that, I suppose how you budget is, to a certain extent, up to you. As I said, I've been in the situation where I thought I was giving somebody some money to take care of what I thought was a pretty basic, important need, and they decided that isn't how they want to spend the money. And my first thought was, well, you should have put restrictions on it. My second was, look, if you're giving somebody money, you give them the money. You don't, I mean, it's bad enough that somebody is in a situation where they need it, that you don't need to humiliate them to give it to them. And I guess that's sort of where I get at this juncture, is it's difficult enough to need, but you don't have to humiliate somebody in giving it to them. And I guess part of it is that whether they're humiliated or not, that we do something to our own souls when we try and humiliate people. And we shouldn't be doing it.
Steve says they should report to a central office each month to collect a box of commodities containing beans, cornmeal, flour, cheese, and other basic food stuff.
Well, that used to be how they did it. That used to be how you did it.
Yeah, he says, eat beans like my family did when times were lean.
Well, again, that used to be how you did it. And as I said, I was kind of envious because people who were getting food stamps were eating real peanut butter when I was eating the Jif. And they were eating, they were getting real butter when I was eating margarine because it was half the price. So, but that isn't, it's just not a practical system. I mean, that isn't, it's not whether it's moral or not moral. It's just not practical. That you're going to cost, whatever the, if you're talking about the cost of welfare. Plus, when you look at things like this, you have to really look at how much, what percentage of the budget is going to actually giving people food or housing or clothing, and what percentage is paying the people who are giving them that. If you have to be really careful on some of this stuff, because in a lot of situations, and I don't know the welfare situation at this moment in time in this country, but I did at one point, and the ratios were horrifying. I think the issue about public education, the last thing I saw was a documentary on public education in New Jersey. And it was the amount of money spent on administration versus teachers, the bureaucrats versus the people who are actually delivering the education, were something like 8-1 in terms of the bureaucratic expenses versus the teaching expenses. And so when you talk about teacher salary, you're talking about a drop in a bucket. When you're talking about administrative overhead, you're talking about huge amounts of money. When you're talking about the police budget, the number of actual salaries that are being paid to active police officers is minuscule compared to not only overhead, but pensions and people who are out on disabilities. I mean, they're shocking figures. And they're things that, you know, we probably, one of the things about the internet is you really can find this information out. And all of us should do it before we sort of take on somebody and say, okay, in my building right now, there's this huge argument going on about whether or not we should be suing somebody to get some money back. And my initial response to everything is, when you sue, you lose. You know, that's a last resort, not the first resort, because the only people who really make money consistently about suits are lawyers. And, you know, you need to look at what the cost-benefit ratio is and where you're likely to be effective and how much money you're talking about. And it's going to cost you $5,000 to get back $2,000, that's not a very useful kind of idea. If you, that same $5,000, you have a possibility of getting back $10,000 on some other thing, that's where you put your energies. And I think when we look at welfare, we're not looking at where the money is being spent and what's the best way of trying to keep some control over it. And keeping people from going to a $10 movie, I don't think is really the way to do it. Okay, keep going.
Patty says, I think this is wrong and just further punishes people for being poor. If you've ever been to a welfare agency, and many people haven't, most of the people are not taking advantage. They're in critical, dire need and are there as a last resource. They are not living it up on tax dollars. They are struggling to survive. They are people trying to provide for their kids, raising grandkids, or just unable to attain employment. How about being thankful for not being in that predicament and allowing them to have this small amount of money without any restrictions?
Okay. I got it. I mean, and again, if you talk about how much money it costs to police these things as opposed to, you know, one of the the things that if you look at how much money it costs to, for example, send an occupying force to a country, and what you understand is that poor people have no reason to support the system. If you can't get a bride price, if you can't have a television set, if you can't send your kids to school, if there's no way out, then you've got an unstable society. If you take that same amount of money, instead of occupying forces, you give everybody $1,000, and $1,000 in a poor country goes a very long way. Then you stabilize society, and people can go and get themselves a toilet, or get themselves a bride, or get themselves some education. That we're really not looking at use of what where your dollar can make the most difference.
Marie says, Dr. Adrian Rogers, quote of the week, and here's the quote, you cannot legislate the poor into freedom by legislating the wealthy out of freedom. What one person receives without working for, another person must work for without receiving. The government cannot give to anybody anything that the government does not first take from somebody else. When half of the people get the idea that they do not have to work because the other half is going to take care of them, and when the other half gets the idea that it does no good to work because somebody else is going to get what they work for, that, my dear friend, is about the end of any nation. You cannot multiply wealth by dividing it.
Okay. First of all, your statistics are off. Not to mention, your psychology is off. How many of you listening today would stop working if someone said to you, I mean, I've asked this question before, which is, if you won the lottery, would you stay or would you go? Would you continue to your work? And most people, interestingly enough, continue to work because work is something we do. I mean, money is something that's useful, but presumably we work certainly for money, but also for self-satisfaction, for a sense of purpose, for a sense of commitment, for a sense of connection. So the idea that, first of all, that half the country is paying for the other half is just statistically not accurate, number one. Number two, the idea that we only work for money, and if somebody gave us the money, we wouldn't work anymore, is just not accurate, I think, for most of us. Just ask yourself. Manny, if someone said to you, I'll give you the same amount of money for working as not working, would you stop working completely? And of course, it's not nearly the same amount of money. If I gave you half of what you're making, would you stop working?
I personally probably wouldn't. If it's half, I would not stop working.
If it was 75%, would you? I think we've just gotten to the fart joke part of Manny. Bass silence. See, I mean, I really like the work that I do. And, working.
That's why it's hard for me, because I love what I do. I love working in the industry that I'm in.
It'd be nice to not have to ever worry about money.
Right.
But which I think is true. I don't think that's true of almost anybody. I don't think anybody doesn't worry about money to a certain extent. That even people have a lot of it, worry about, you know, taxes they're going to pay, whatever. I mean, but the point is, would you, if you won the lottery, would you stop working? And the idea of traveling for a while but I'd figure out something to do. What am I going to do? Sit around counting my money?
That's just it. I honestly, if I won, you know, we've actually posted this question before, you know, what would you do if you won, you know, 100 million, 10 million, whatever? I don't think I would quit my job. I mean, because I would.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, I'd be bored. I'd be sitting at home.
Yeah, I mean, you might take better vacations. You might get a better house. You may get a faster car.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Get a lot of mani pedicures. Write a lot of fart jokes. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a Wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co, BidBit.co.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, for those of you who feel there is no such thing as too much joy, go to podcastone.com/upcloseandfarout. As I am interviewed by Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. So there you go. A couple people have gotten back in touch and said that they liked it, so that's good.
And the Love link here. Is also on the Facebook page as well.
Oh, good. Thank you. Thank mm-hmm. you. Okay. All right. So let's finish up. Should there be restrictions on welfare?
James says, not only should there be restrictions, I feel there needs to be a stricter application prerequisites, like drug screenings.
Well, what would you do? I mean, because someone has a drug addiction problem means that they shouldn't, that they should starve to death? I mean, I'm and you know, I'm not in favor of drugs, but I mean, what would you do? I mean, could you involuntarily commit them to a rehab program? Well, involuntary commitment in this country is very difficult and should be, because in other countries it's been used as a political, as an arm of the politics, and I'm not sure that you want to do that. So, I mean, it becomes a slippery slope here, folks.
Tim says, I have an idea. You can only use your federal state assistance at approved stores that have the bare essentials. If they would like to free, if they would like the freedom to shop at other stores with more choices, then they must work for it.
Well, that's what food stamps were initially, that you went to a certain place. And, for example, that's what Food Bank does. That's what City Harvest does, is that you, and you have a card, and you have to present your card. And then you can go and you can get, because I've worked at some of them, you can go and get, for example, potatoes or apples or whatever the produce is at the time. And that's the stores that I was aware of in Boston when I was with the Redevelopment Authority were bigger. These are mobile markets, by and large. The ones that in Boston I knew about were actual, exactly as you say, as stores. And you would go in with your... It was a very tight system. You had to have an ID, and you would be crossed off, and you would be given, depending on your family size, a portion of whatever it was that they had that week. And sometimes it would be carrots or potatoes or turnips. I don't remember whether meat came out of there. I think meat came out of someplace different. But it was fruits and vegetables, basically. And I think you could also get cereal. I've worked at a bunch of food pantries, and there's only a limited, it's whatever they have on hand, and it's limited supply, and it's based on family size, and there's an ID. I mean, you have to be checked in, you have to be checked out. So it's not the world's most efficient way of doing things, because obviously if that's what you're doing, you have to have people to staff it. So in the long run, it's probably a more efficient system to just give somebody the money. Now, the point that you guys are making over and over again is that, well, if they just have the money, who's to say what they're going to spend it on? But if the deal is that we're a country that believes in human dignity and we're willing to help people who need some help and understand that some people are going to do magnificently, it turns out that at least in this state, and I think it's in the country in general, that the number of people are eligible for welfare is much greater than the number of people who are actually at any particular time applying for welfare benefits. So there are many more people who are eligible than actually collect, which is something that nobody ever brings up. So instead of being a nation of welfare cheats, we're actually a nation of people who are struggling to get by who don't want the handout for whatever reason, whether it's pride or it's limitations or, you know, whatever it is. Okay, keep going. We do. Okay, I didn't see them. Sorry. Sharon, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yes, hello.
Hi there.
Yeah, the welfare people, I think that they should be drug tested.
Sharon,
because I see a lot of people, they should have drug tested, a random drug test.
Yeah, the welfare people. They should be drug tested. Is that what you said?
Randomly, yes.
I don't know if that's... I mean, well, first of all, you'd have to have a place where they went. I think you have your radio on in the background, yes?
Yes.
Okay, can you turn it down? Is it close enough to turn down?
I turn it off.
Okay, good. You can turn it back on in a minute. But I don't know that that is a requirement or not. It probably varies from state to state, but that means you'd have to go to a place to be tested. You'd have to have the personnel to test them. But let's say somebody showed positive for, let's say, marijuana, which is now legal in this state. It's still not a great investment of your welfare dollars. What would you do?
Yeah, because a lot of them, they don't work. A lot of them have... I know people who are pretending that they're sick just to get disability. I mean, like, is that fair? When you work... The government takes out EI from your money, okay, and everything goes to the people on welfare.
The amount of people on the percentage of your money that goes to people on welfare is not nearly as large as some of the other things that your money's going to go for. It's not the majority at all. Never has been, never will be.
I think a lot of them are sitting at home doing nothing and just collect the money, and it's not fair to people who've worked 30, 40 years. So.
Well, but do you know people who are doing that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, lots of people, yeah.
And who are these people?
You want names on the radio?
Sure.
Hello?
No, not necessarily.
Okay,
but,
hello.
Sure, we'll both go to jail. So are these people friends of yours? Are they neighbors? Tell me who they are.
People that I know that they just look forward to the checks, and when they do crack, they do coke, they drink booze, and then in 2 days they're broke again. They go to food banks and get money and get food.
So what do you say to these people? Do you say anything to them?
What can I say? How do you talk to a crackhead? Hello?
Well, I mean, you can't talk to anybody when they're high. But what you could say is, hey, listen, there's an adult education class. Or, you know, when you want to get clean and sober, let me know.
No, they don't want to get. I'm just saying, I was listening to a gentleman earlier. They're talking about, the money that's going to these people. And they're doing nothing. Like, okay, let's say, for instance, okay, in the wintertime, take at least, give everybody an hour a day to go clean somebody's snow. You know what I mean? Let them do something. Give them an hour every day.
There are a lot of programs that are now workfare, that you have to work to get any of the money. You have to have a job.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. I think that's a much better system for everybody. I think it's a much better system for you and I who pay taxes.
An hour a day to do something for somebody that's positive.
Absolutely. And make you feel like there is something you can do. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I know people who order booze. They order booze. They have it delivered on the 20th.
Because that's the day the checks come out? Yeah,
since we have kids on the 20th, the kids don't even have a bus pass. And they're partying. Hello? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, well, it certainly allows, hopefully, that they don't have many more children as well. Okay, kiddo, listen, thanks for your call, and we'll take it under consideration. 855-99-DR-JOY. Movies tomorrow. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.